veteran, first responder, or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 out of 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
That's really funny. That's really hilarious. Considering the first 30 seconds, you couldn't hear a stinking word I said, and it was the best intro I've ever done. We're doing things a little differently. We are shooting live from Kansas City for a number of reasons. Again, my name is Mark Peterson with the People's Patriot Project, and we have that person who's large and live in front of you from another screen. Who's got their microphone off? Are you turning it off or leaving it on? Who we got over there, Andrea? Is your microphone not working?
Okay, guys, look in here. We have got Andrew Farr.
Hi.
Fuentes. Jesus Fuentes. Look at that cool shirt. Woo! They're here at the VFW convention, National Convention. And they are here to join us tonight.
And I got all these amazing people are online right now saying we can't hear you, which we fixed that problem. Thank you. We are live in Kansas City. We just had the amazing opportunity of coming down. I guess we also need to throw another guy on here before we get too far. Shad, what's up, brother?
Not a whole lot, man. I am just now arriving at the SS Minnow, a.k.a. my home away from home.
Oh, yes.
There it is. There. What is the real name of that vessel?
The real name is Biju, B-I-J-O-U. That's what it was named when I got her. We haven't renamed her yet. Right now, it's the floating houseboat that never sails, but
awesome. Well, if you get a chance to come online with us, come online. It's always awesome to have you here with us. What? Gosh dang it. You guys can't see what we got going on here. We got a house full of service members, former service members,
and Fisters.
Team WP3, the Fisters. Let's do a shout out to the Fisters, right? They're all over here laughing. They're behaving themselves because I told them you got to give me 1 hour of time here before we get to have the fun. We're actually here for a 21st birthday as well. But a couple months ago, Mr. Andrew Fair invited us down to come down to Kansas City and enjoy in the fun and festivities of the VFW National Convention. And so that's why they're here with us. We got people, Andrew's running around taking pictures. I could run over to the next room and be in that shot, but then that's too much of a, too much man in one picture, I think, is what ends up happening. First of all, Andrew, would you like to give the update of what we just got to do this weekend?
Say again?
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea.
Yes. Say again. What do I want to do?
Would you like to do the update of what we got to do this weekend?
What we did this weekend?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. So we went down to
Illinois.
So Mark and I headed down on Thursday, got there Thursday night, And met all the people and the helpers at Fob Rush. Brian Gibson is there. He's getting everything ready to open. He had his grand opening kind of fundraising weekend. And oh my gosh, there's so many people to remember, but I want to just say Brother Vincent did he does the prayers, he does the sermons, he did a service this morning. Amazing. Thank you, Vincent. Chris Tice was there. Thank you for the reminder, Petey. Chris Tice was there, not looking like that at all. He has longer hair and a shorter beard. Chris Tice is amazing, amazing, amazing. He Eagle Fire Enrichment. He it's like counseling without knowing. It's like having a best friend listen to you. Chris is a former firefighter who just knows all about how to handle that the PTSD, the loss of faith, the how do I get in touch with my people and that kind of thing. Sergeant Will Garner did not show up. And then Chris Turner. Chris Turner played some music last night.
Chris Turner.
Woo! And when I say played music, he rocked the stage. So we've seen Chris a couple times now, and I want to use one of Mark's words to describe him. He's the real deal. Chris Turner, your music is the real deal. Your personality is the real deal. Mark's going to share with you later his favorite phrase from the weekend. We'll get to that. So one of the cooks for the weekend didn't show up, and Mark had a big, huge meal for Friday night. And then I may have been begrudging because I don't really cook. But Mark loves smoking meat and preparing meals. And so he was asked to fill in for the smoker. Well, we all didn't know how this would all go down. And so Brian ran to the store and he came home with a bunch of pork butts.
That's right,
pork butts. Pork butts. I know, shoulders. Okay, a bunch. When I say a bunch, like a cooler full plus. And then we're like, what do we, because Mark's got a smoker, like, five shelf smoker like you do in your household, right?
That's awesome.
And then Brian showed up with if you haven't seen the pictures, go on People's Patriot Project and look. We couldn't understand what Helene Gibson, his wife, was saying. Pink? What? A pig? Pink? Yeah, we're smoking pig. It's a pink pig smoker. It's painted like a pig. It's got the snout up here. It's got this tail, and then smoke comes out of the butt. It's kind of crazy. And so Mark did a real quick, like...
Love the butt. Nice, Chris Moore.
Yes, Chris Moore, you're awesome. The the pink pig. And so Mark did a lot of research, like how to make so much meat in such a short time and have it ready and have it awesome. And it was. It was completely awesome. I want to say I learned a lot. I don't know that I ever really want to do all that again. And I do, but not... I don't know. Anyway, it was super, super fun. And the meat is amazing. We brought one. We're going to share. Mark can't wait to share it. It falls off the bone. There's a video out there. Mark picks up the big bone and everything just slides right off. It's really awesome. No sauce was used hardly last night. Everybody just threw it on their sandwiches or not. And do you want to share your favorite phrase right now? Chris Turner, who, you know, he's from...
69 South Carolina.
It is 69 South Carolina. That's the name of the town.
That's
it's
the
amazing.
Name of the town.
Which just makes me love Chris Turner even more. He said,
"It's not that funny, man. It's not that
it's
funny."
Exactly. What did he say?
Chris is sitting there licking his fingers, pounding this pork, and he looks at me. He goes, "How does a boy from the north make barbecue like this?" And it was just like shock and awe, baby. This is what we do. We make it happen. It was amazing. It was fun. We were blessed. We want to thank Brian Gibson. He's on right now. Thank you, Brian, for the opportunity. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your mission. And we are all about supporting your cause and purpose. This is the plan for next year. Well, that should be 2022 Hope Stock at Bob Rush. And so, plan on seeing this down there. You'll see Brian stepping on her. So one of the things that comes with being, I'll say mobile, is we don't get the chance to do pre-show as much as we want and have all the things that we want, like the pictures, the videos. Looks like we lost Shad for the moment. He'll probably pop back on. But we just want to thank all those that have supported what we're doing, because we don't get to go and help those other organizations that are out doing the good and the cause and the purpose if we don't have the support from. And you know what? We get it. It's not necessarily our mission to go do that, but it gives us exposure. It gives us opportunity. It gives us the time to build relationships and show people we are boots in the ground and committed to being part of the process of helping all those that have served. That is, I can't tell you how many people asked me this weekend, Andrea, and even we were on Veterans Radio Syndicate this week as well. And what the purpose and the reason, well, we have to be in this thing together. It looks like Andrea's doing sign language for us. I didn't know she knew sign language, but she's over there. There it is, the hand. And so when you see the podcast or hear the podcast, you won't know what's going on, and that's okay too. But, so the hard question was asked this week. What do you do when you get those naysayers that step up and say, you know, well, you're not doing enough, or you're not doing this, or you should do it this way? And I point blank to the point, and I just say, well, show me. What are you doing? And it's a great conversation, and it's a great piece that I get. It helps me introduce the guests that we have that are on here today. And maybe just because it's appropriate, maybe we have our endorsement, because I was told we need to have an endorsement today. So I'm going to let Mr. Andrew voice over this endorsement.
Oh. Hey, guys. Yes. What you're seeing here is it's called Heroes Vodka, made by Travis McVay out of Nashville, Tennessee. And each purchase of Heroes Vodka, 10% of each sale goes to a nonprofit, a venture nonprofit. So get out there and buy Heroes Vodka. I can endorse it. That's fine. I don't drink it. I haven't had a drink in 3 years. But I hear it's good stuff. So go to Walmart, go wherever. It's in Florida, it's in Michigan, it's all over the place. And it's for a good cause.
It is amazing the relationships that we've gotten to build over the last year. I do want to remind everyone, you know, a year ago we didn't want to have a podcast. And I think it's the driving force of what we're doing right now. And then all of a sudden we have WEP3 Radio that gets to play all the veteran and first responder music that comes on to our show. And Chris Turner, we had this weekend, an amazing. That dude is genuine. That's how I'm going to describe Chris Turner. That guy just does what he says he's going to do. And so we greatly appreciate we'll be on WEP3 Radio. We got other supporters of it, and big things are going to happen. Watch this. I don't want to say a year, but watch what happens, and watch how this country comes together, builds it, does it, and takes care of our veterans and first responders. So let's get back to Andrew. I met Andrew back in March.
Yeah.
We were at an event in Tennessee, Nashville, to be more specific. I think me and Andrea are fighting over the mic button right now. Chris Turner invited us to come down to Nashville to watch his mission and his tour, Freedom Tour.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most amazing times of my life. shaking hands. The People's Patriot Project was able to bring a couple families into Nashville to do a recalibration retreat. It was just amazing. But then we got to meet these classy dudes like Andrew Fair. Andrew.
Sir.
Tell us your mission. Tell us what you're getting done. Tell us your vision. And tell us what you're doing, brother.
Hey, I want to say one thing. Thank you for having me on your show, man. Ever since we first met, I wanted to be on this show. And now my wish has been granted. And it's awesome. If you all know me, I'm a jack of all trades. I belong to a lot of veteran organizations, Marine Corps League, VFW. I was part of the IW Leadership Corps for at least 3 years. I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus. I'm helping them out with some sponsorship stuff. But my big passion right now is these three letters right here, Veterans of Foreign War. I'm a second term chaplain for the state of Tennessee. And right here, and this is my consigliere, and I think I said that horribly wrong. My judge advocate, I'm a quartermaster. He keeps me in check because I'm a hurricane. I've been called a hurricane. But I love the VFW. We're here in Kansas City to support the Department of Tennessee. We've got about 40 Tennessee members here. Brian Walker, our commander, he's here. Senior vice is here. Junior vice is here. Judge advocate. I think all our officer corps is here. District 5 commander's here. It's really great. This is my first convention. And I've never... For the VFW. And I've never been to one. And I'm kind of impressed. It's kind of cool because you get to meet all these different VFW people, comrades, from Missouri, from Florida, from Texas, from Post One, which is where?
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Post One in Denver, Colorado. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I met some people from North Pole, Alaska. I mean, that's an actual town. I didn't even know. I thought that was a thing. Like, I thought it was like a story. But there's actual a town called North Pole, Alaska.
They are probably not happy during Christmas.
This guy, see? I'm trying to calm myself down because I was doing a lot of stuff last year. And it was taking myself away from my family, my wife, my two dogs. And hi, Katrina, if you're home watching this. I'll be home on Tuesday. But I needed to concentrate on my wife a little bit more. She accepts me, and she lets me go on all these trips. But with IW, I was going like across the state. I was going to Alabama. I was going to Virginia Beach. I was going to Seattle. I was going to Nebraska. I was going to Fort Myers. I was going to Key West. I was going to all these places. And I just, I felt like I'm going to be 44 in November. I'm getting old, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of driving like 10 hours. I don't know, but we did found the new post and the newest post in Tennessee, the 91st.
Show them that. You're probably the first one that has that hat.
Oh yeah. See this? This is the first 12206 VFW hat. And that's the 91st post in Tennessee. And we started with 11 and we have 104 right now. So, my quartermaster has told me to calm down and stop recruiting people.
No, slow down.
But Mark, I got a bunch of these for you. That you might want to fill out.
You just
today.
Need to fill one out. Just fill,
just
one,
fill
out.
One out.
Just fill one out. Hey, this is how we get our members, by the way.
That's right. This is going out to everybody. But no, we're trying. I'm just concentrating more on Tennessee and the veterans there and getting out, doing community service, family, family-friendly stuff. And I'm inspired by you. I'm inspired by this guy who I met him 4 months ago, and he's like my best friend. Like, I go to his house every morning at 9:30, and we talk about what we're going to do to take over the world.
I thought you came over for coffee.
That too. I come for coffee big time. Pinky in the brain. I know exactly.
Which one is which?
I'm Pinky. You're the brain. You're a lot smarter. You got like a 92 on your ASVAB. I did not get a 92 on mine.
It was my second try.
So, in a nutshell, I mean, I'm here for everybody. I just did a Save a Warrior program 2 months ago. If you are suffering from PTSD, if you're a firefighter, local Leo, veteran with PTS, go check out Save a Warrior. .com. Jake Clark, he founded it in 2012. And I got to give Save a Warrior some props. I got sober three years ago. Actually, Saturday was my three-year mark. I know. Yay. So I go to the Save a Warrior thing, and I thought getting sober, like, took the blindfold off. Save a Warrior just pulled the whole cover off. I mean, and it totally changed my outlook on life. But if you are suffering from anything, any trauma whatsoever, check out Save a Warrior. It'll do you good. It changed me. It'll probably change you.
Hey, Andrew. You can hear me. Andrew, so what do you say and hear and think when what – I don't know how to phrase this. There's a lot of people that feel that the VFW, and I know you're not a representative of the Legion, but the Legions are stuck in the past. What's your voice on that, and what direction do you think we should go with that?
I'm a low person, a state officer, but a lot of people think when they say, you know, when we say the VFW. What do you think of the VFW? People say, you know, drinking, smoking, grandpa's bar. Well, you know what it is? It is grandpa's bar, but right now it is so much more than that. They do scholarships. They do Voice of Democracy, Patriot's Pen, Scout of the Year, Teacher of the Year, Buddy Poppy sales. There's so much stuff the VFW does for us veterans.
And that's just the fundraising part. I mean, just today we were going over the Children's House and the homes for our soldiers and the homes for kids.
Yeah.
These are programs that aren't even advertised very often.
The VFW has so much to offer. All you got to do is go to VFW.org and find out everything that you can. I mean, they offer insurance. They offer guaranteed loan. For buying a house, which I used, and I bought a house. I bought a house 3 years ago. This was was the furthest from my mind. I qualified, and I got a house, and I've been in it for a year, and I love it. And anyone who comes to Tennessee, we got 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. You can stay at Casa de Far anytime you want. We got plenty of room.
Just be careful. His dogs like to be petted, and they won't leave you alone.
Yeah, I do. I got crazy dogs, though. So you got to be a dog lover. Hey, Mr. How do you pronounce that?
Lois.
Hey, Lois.
That's one of our super fans there, Lois. Good to see you, Lois. Thank you for being here. I know you're not an official spokesperson for Heroes Vodka, but are you aware if it is available in Virginia?
Virginia.
Is it a question to me?
Yeah.
We can text Travis right now if he's even watching. I think he's at the Lowe's lobby right now having dinner in Kansas City. But I believe it is. IW has a hike. Reverend Warriors has a hike in Virginia Beach. So, I mean, we've got Reverend Warriors. That's another great organization that I was very proud to be a part of. And I'm still a part of, but not as much as I was before. We have 70 hikes all over the country. You wear your silkies, you put your boots on, and you march around these cities. We got London this year. We had Puerto Rico. We had Hawaii. Next year, and this is I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to say it.
Don't ruin it.
Next year, 2022, I believe they've got a hike. That's going to be in Normandy, France. IW is international. We are like, they're all over the place, man. I love Cindy, Nate. Hi, guys. Cindy, Nate, and my Reverend Warriors family. How are you guys? But Reverend Warriors, we bring veterans together using humor and camaraderie to improve mental health and prevent veteran suicide. Go on www.reverendwarriors.com, find a hike, get there, and you will find your tribe again. If you are looking for a tribe, go to IW. Go to the
Utah. Go to Rainbow League. Go to DAV. Go to any of these VSOs.
And you will find your brothers and sisters in arms, and it's our family. You know, because I know when you get out, life is tough. I mean, I was a blackout drunk. It was bad. When I got out, I was selfish, narcissistic, non-empathetic, no compassion whatsoever. And I don't know. I've gotten better. I've found my happiness. I am happy, joyous, and free right now. And I got to thank every single person that I've been, that I've touched or, sorry, I can't say that touched. Sorry, no offense. Katrina, nope, I didn't touch them. I touched them in some way, but not physical touch. But like, you know, Marine Corps, like all the people that I, my 5,000 friends, which they keep on going away. And then I keep on getting 5,000, like I go down to 4,992 and then it's back up. But all those guys, everybody that, Shad, I mean, I got to thank Shad, man. He interviewed me, and I'm very appreciative of him. Haven't talked to him in a while, haven't seen him, but I do keep up with you, Shad. I don't know what he's doing. What are you doing, Shad? What are you doing?
All right, so we are, my wife and I and the baby, we've been on the boat since Saturday during the day. But my in-laws just showed up. Actually, we were out at a buffet, and they were driving by. My wife just happened to have called them at the right time. So they met us at the buffet. And then once we left the buffet, that's why I was not there for the intro, because I was driving down to the boat. And we just got the last box of crap that my in-laws bring with them every time they come. Down into the boat, and I was helping my wife lower it down into the boat. So, yeah, good time.
Wow. When will it be ready?
What's that?
When's it going to be ready to set sail?
When are you going to come help me clean it and work on it, and find someone to rebuild the two engines I've got sitting in Austin?
No, I can help you clean in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is he at again?
Oh, I live in Houston, but right now
we're going to help you out.
What's that?
We're going to come to Texas, man. We're going to help you out.
Yeah. So right now, I live in Houston, but right now I'm down in Clear Lake because tomorrow I've got a job down here. So it's kind of nice having all this mess behind me, but yeah. it is a floating, for me, it's basically a floating house at the moment. And so, yeah, I've got two full-size beds in the master. I've got a V-berth up front. We just this weekend brought a futon to put in the main area, the salon area, some people like to call it. And so I've got a full working galley. Well, I say full. I don't have enough, but I can cook.
You just say and, yeah. Hey, he's Navy. Chad, you're Navy, right?
Yes.
So is this guy.
All right.
You shipmates, you.
I'm telling you. You know, the funny thing is, I go into the Navy, and I was not stationed on a boat. I got shore duty for my whole 4 years.
I know, right? It's weird.
Yes, I know. That's amazing, isn't it? Especially since I was supposed to be an aviation electronics tech. That goes to a carrier. It why would you not go to a carrier? But no, I managed to get stationed on Guam for almost 3 years. And then between A school and boot camp, that took up the other year. So, what do you do?
Yeah.
technical
difficulties.
All right. So, I'm back. Here I am. Sorry. I apologize for that. So, let's throw up a song of the guy of our weekend. We're going to throw a little Chris Turner in there. Chris Turner, If You Drink.
He was driving somewhere between Gallup and Winslow on an old stretch of Route 66. At the end of his rope, looking for hope, but he found this old bar here instead. The neon was dusty, the door hinges rusty, on the window a handwritten sign. Between the Paps and the Coors, and the two swinging doors, faded words, but he read them just fine. If you cheat, hope it's death that you're cheating. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reason. If you drink, then come drink one with us. The whole place was packed. Waitress waved him on back, set him up on the last stool. She said, man, I can tell you've been going through hell. Well, we've all come out of there too. And we live by our own golden rule. If you cheat, hope it's death that you cheat. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reason. If you drink, then come drink one with us. All we can do is the best that we can. We're all sinners, forgivers, and friends. If you cheat, hope it's death that you cheat. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reasons. If you drink, then come drink one with us. If you drink.
Chris Turner, thank you for your craft. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your mission. And reaching out to veterans and first responders. He's on the Freedom Tour. I had the chance to drop down into Makanda, Illinois for the amazing event down at Fob Rush with Project Die Hard. And The dude's genuine. He believes in supporting those that have served. So we had a little dialogue here off the screen a little bit, and just we'd like to set up an opportunity. I guess I'll call it a challenge. At no point when we want to recreate or redo or refocus, are we looking to step on someone's toes and or steal anyone's babies? But as we continue to grow, learn, and live life, there comes opportunities for you to refocus. And one of the biggest pieces I think that we need to refocus in is the way that we've done some things. And again, I'm not here. I'm not an active member. I'm not an active promoter. Not that I don't want to be, because I do want to be. Not yet. But there needs to be a continued mission in supporting our veterans and first responders, and it's been different. If you watched the show before, you know, right now we live in a world where sometimes you are a 24-hour period between theater and your home step, and that hasn't been the case forever. You know, when we get back into the Vietnam, World War One, World War Two, Korean War, there was a time to kind of dialogue, kind of reflect, kind of spend time with your brothers and sisters, learn and grow. And there was always maybe a piece of support just in the people that you held close to you. And that's not necessarily the case in today's world and with how we work and support our veterans and first responders now. What does this new generation, what do we need to do in realms of, and we, Andrew and Jesus were very clear, you know, they're not the movers and the shakers, but I will tell you right now, they are the, I don't want to say face. I'm going to tell you right now, I met Jesus probably about an hour and a half ago. And this is the first time I met him. Did I mess something up?
No.
The crazy thing is, the second we walked in the room, there was this kindred spirit. We're brothers right off the step, man, and it's been amazing conversation. Again, I've only known Andrew for about 6 months, and we're building, growing relationships, and we're connecting. We're connecting people from across the country. This ends up being more of a personal mission for both of these gentlemen. What do we need to do now in our world to support our veterans and first responders, and how can that relate to the BFW?
Now, I'm going to pass that over to Jesus, because he has some really good points. This guy, I mean, he's wicked smart, and I only met him 4 months ago, and I put him in the post. And he's like my sage. He's like, hey, I'm going to do something. I'm going to call Jesus. Is this a good idea or is this a horrible idea? Jesus, do you want to take that question?
So the best way that I can explain that one is, when I was younger, I grew up in Boston, and we saw our Elks Lodge, our Moose, our VFW. They were out in the community helping and doing a lot of things. The main thing that I see nowadays is the same people that were helping then are still there now, but now they're 25 years older. They can't do a lot of the things that they used to. They still want to. They still have that experience, but it takes younger guys like us to come in and actually be able to help, other than just, you know, running our gums and flapping our lips.
Yeah, we execution, right, is the big thing that needs to be done. And less talking, and more doing.
It'll take us as the younger veterans to be able to help out more, because the older generation, it's not that they're tired, it's not that they don't want to. A lot of them can't. My dad was a Vietnam vet, and towards, you know, the last final years, he could barely get out of bed. He couldn't get the shit off his back, but there wasn't much he could do at that point, you know? We're getting to the point, I believe, personally, for a lot of our veterans organizations and a lot of organizations that help veterans, we're getting to the point where we need new blood in so that we can continue the mission that they started to begin.
And they've talked about this a lot in the past couple of days. It's been stressed, you know, we need to, the younger generation needs to be taught how to do this, to continue on. The oldest VSO, I mean, this VFW, VSO, was founded in 1899, okay? It is 122 years old. We need to learn from the guys that came before us so we can teach the next generation of warfighters. And they've stressed this a lot. I mean, they're bringing social media into the VFW now. Like, in order to, like, there's a thing called the All-American. You've got to do certain things to get All-American, to wear the cap. It's a red, white, and blue, and it's an All-American cap on.
It's basically the Commander's Challenge.
It's, yeah, basically like a Commander's Challenge. And so, but one of the things, you have to have a social media presence because, I don't know, what was it, 26 Facebook users, 26 to 34? Mm-hmm. 26 to 34 is 26.3% that are using Facebook. And we need to tap into that because we need to put it out there in the group pages, in the organizational pages, in Twitter, in Instagram, in TikTok, which I'm sorry, I'm not going to use TikTok. I'm not gonna do it. I don't have anything against TikTok. I'm just not gonna do it.
I was thinking about having my daughter.
Well, that might be fun. But no, I mean, there are certain things that have to be done, and it's gonna take some time. It will. Change can't happen overnight.
No.
But we need to get taught to do it the right way, to follow the bylaws, to actually be in step. And keep traditions from the past, but add our own little joie de vivre to it, you know, to make it, you know, because we all are veterans of foreign wars, all of us, like yes. In the VFW, all of us. That's the one thing we have in common. We all took that oath, and we all served on foreign soils. And I don't know, it's just my brain is like exploding with all this stuff that we have learned, and it's just... They're in the right direction, and I think this year for the VFW is going to be awesome. We got a new commander coming in. Hal Roche, Commander Roche. If you're watching, sir, you've done a great job. Fritz is going to take up what you left off and go forward, and we're very excited.
Is Fritz running on a post?
Huh?
Is he running on a post?
Is he what?
Running on a post?
No. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I have no idea. I don't know if he's running unopposed. But, you know, we're going to, you know, we vote and nominate, elect, and install the new national officers on Tuesday. And so it's going to be a brand spanking new year. And Tennessee is, I'm sorry, I got to be biased, but I think Tennessee is going to be like the best in the country. And I'm going to get a lot of crap for that. I know that. Well, I'm sorry, North Carolina. I'm sorry, Texas. Please don't hate me.
We're already purple. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, our post is in the purple. If you guys watch the All-American Dashboard, you know what I'm talking about. Just kidding. I love all my comrades. No offense. It's just a little competition. Just a little.
I love it.
Went to that screen again, but we'll figure this out. So an amazing part of this, I'll call it mission, but I was just down in Texas in a little place called Leander, and we had this awesome opportunity to – have you ever been to that Leander post, Andrew?
I have not. I have not. My mom was at SMU. My dad went to UT Southwestern in Dallas. That's where they met. I've only been to Texas maybe twice, maybe three times in my life. The Leander is not one of them. So, but I hear good things about everything in Texas from a lot of my Texas friends, especially the ones in San Antonio, Austin, and Round Rock. Andrew Pereira and Kim, I'm talking about you guys.
So, why does it keep doing this? We had the awesome privilege to go down to Leander, and this is a place where it was a previous farm that was donated to the VFW down there. And there's a whole story. We were down there with Bobby Winthrow. We were down there with a couple other organizations that were supporting. But I ran into a guy named Mitch. Mitch Fuller, right?
Love Mitch Fuller. Love that guy.
Let me get back on here. Okay, Mitch Fuller. And we're connected down here, aren't we?
Say again?
We're connected down here. Mitch is down here right now.
Yeah, Mitch is we're connected in a lot of ways. And it's very, he's a River Warrior guy. He is my fraternity brother. So go Teak, Tau Kappa Epsilon, Zeta Phi chapter, Rollins College. He went, he was Teak a while back. And we're Freemason brothers together. So we have a lot in common. And I love Mitch, and I think he's a great guy.
Well, and the point I want to get to is that building this network and building this opportunity, very seldom do I mean, you get to hear about the People's Preacher Project. I constantly say we, or with you, and it's growing, and there's a fever, and there's an understanding. And there is a piece of replacing the support in for all those people that have served and allowed us. This is Andrew's favorite phrase I say, that allows all of us the opportunity to lay our big fat heads on the pillow of freedom. And that we get to lay our heads down at night with a comfort knowing that for the most part, no one's going to be kicking in our back door because we got first responders out there supporting us. And in this country, we have a military organization that doesn't necessarily allow for any of that to happen as well. And we get to do that. And it's just awesome opportunity to give back. And I, again, meeting Jesus tonight for the first time and meeting Mitch Fuller down in Texas and then meeting Andrew over in Nashville about 4 or 5 months ago. We get to walk into a room with kindred spirits and it's nothing but hugs, man. It's nothing but relationship and there's no rebuild needed. That's the piece that I love about service members. There's a kindredness, and I don't even know if that's the right word, kindredness, but there's a piece where we all know where we've all been for the most part, and I just appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you do. I'm excited to continue the mission. I'm excited to move forward. I have no idea what's going on in the room around me right here, but there's a lot of giggles, funnies, and happiness. And there is nothing wrong with giggles and happiness. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Let's jump into another song real quick. Let's go with a new one from Mr. Elliott. Let's do Fight Back.
If you could tell your depression, your anxiety, your PTSD, whatever it is that you fight every single day, if you could tell it one thing, what would you say? This is what I said. I woke up on the side of the bed that don't have my name on it. I take another path, but you keep pushing me down this dark road. And every time I see you, we get into another battle. You've been winning to this point, but I've got a new strategy, yeah. Now I know why I can't seem to find my happiness. It's been run by you this whole time. But now it's time I fight the best fight of my life. I've got my gloves on. let's go, yeah. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. You can come or you can go, but I guarantee that I'm never gonna turn around and look back. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. And I swear, no matter what you do, yeah, yeah, my mind is over you. My mind is over you, yeah, yeah. You think you have straight up control over everything I am? Well, I'm here to tell you that those days you had are long gone. And now I bring the fight you've never known. I'm bringing with me my support team, yeah. Cause now I know why I can't seem to find my happiness. It's been run by you this whole time. But now it's time I fight the best fight of my life. I've got my gloves on. Let's go, yeah. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. You can come or you can go, but I guarantee that I'm never gonna turn around and look back. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. And I swear, no matter what you do, yeah, yeah, my mind is over you. Been so long since I've had my peace back, yeah. Whoa. But now it's coming home, yeah. It's been so long since I've had my peace back. I'm done living like this. You're dead to me. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. You can come or you can go, but I guarantee that I'm never gonna turn around and look back. You've been winning, but now I'm gonna fight back. It's that time that I'm gonna take my life back. And I swear, no matter what you do, yeah, yeah, my mind is over you.
Talk
about
my shirt. Yes, you may have to. You should probably. It wasn't working. Elliot McKenzie. I have no idea what's going on with the computer. So, what an amazing, again, everyone commenting on how applicable and how real and how awesome Elliot McKenzie's mission is with his craft and his music, and we love having him on here again. We have WEP3 Radio, and make sure you get the chance. Everything on WEP3 Radio is 100% veteran, first responder, and what we call patriot players that are giving tribute to this country, giving tribute to those that have served, and taking care of those that are doing. Well, I have people talking to me, giving me some kind of announcement, and let's give it to me again. All right, perfect. You know, I could just have Andrea do this on the other screen, but I'm going to say, Andrew, tell me about your shirt.
With your shirt?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
This shirt was made by another nonprofit that I'm a part of. It's called 3-8 OIF OEF. We help out veterans with bills, car payments, stuff like that. So I bought this shirt, and it's got WWMD, What Would Mattis Do? And if you guys don't know who General Mattis is, He is the father of a million Marines. And if you can see it, it says St. Mattis of Quantico. And he's got a he's holding a grenade in his hand. So this is St. Mattis. God bless him.
I love it.
I mean, Chad, you like it? That's awesome. I'm going to get you one of those shirts, man.
I love it. I love it. It's good. I thought we'd have some other people here to do some shout outs, and that's okay. But you had a couple things you wanted to say, Andrew, before we ended the show.
Is that you said shout
outs?
Shout outs. Oh, okay. Sorry. Dude, seriously, my tonight, like with the echo and this, I like I had to lean in and try and hear you. I want a big shout out to Commander Brian Walker, Department of Tennessee, for believing in me a lot. Like I've known Brian a long time, and he made like I became a chaplain, and then I got reelected as chaplain, and it was all because of Brian. And he's going to be a great person. I want to give a shout out to Jesus over here for joining me on this. I know. I'm being compassionate right now. Okay, just relax.
I'm sorry.
I want to thank Andrea and Mark. I want to thank Danielle Rocco, devoted to a soldier, Travis Parrington, Oscar Mike Radio, Travis McVeigh, Heroes Vodka, and Heroes Custom Cup Company.
Oh, yes.
I also want to thank Zach Jenkins, Separate Sliders, Irreverent Warriors, Cindy Fiera McNally, and Nate McDonald. Those two guys, got to thank them. Mission Stop 22, Stephen Cochran, Sal Gonzalez, Micah Taylor, Micah David, sorry. Malachias, Warriors Garden. I want to shout out to, man, there's so many nonprofits that I know, and I'm like, I'm having like a brain fart. Byron Davis, Dogs of War Outdoors, Chris Turner, everybody in Tennessee. To Shad for taking a chance with me. Man, is there any more? Do I need to thank?
Listen, you are.
I want to thank the commander, incoming commander in chief Fritz, and the outgoing commander Hal Roche of the VFW. We're gonna make this organization great again. I mean, it's still great, but we're gonna make it better. I think that's it. Yeah.
With that said,
I'm sorry. I have short-term memory loss, like every day. And a big shout out to my wife for putting up with my shit.
With that said, we'd like to also thank everyone in New Mexico, Colorado, and Idaho.
It has been absolutely a blessing building the relationship we had, Andrew, and I'm looking forward to the future with Jesus. The piece that I look for, I don't say I very often because it's about a we that we're trying to build for and look towards, but it is people that are genuine, people that are willing to put some skin in the game and not serve themselves. That's what our service is always doing. It's about serving each other. It's about serving our country. It's about serving our communities. And when I can see that in people and how they react and build their relationships, it endears me and it attracts me to them. So thank you for all you're doing, gentlemen. We're going to continue to move forward. Thank you for being here, everyone. Again, we don't get to do what we're doing without all the support of those who come onto our show and watch us. Remember your body checks today. Remember all those that we need to remember and take care of. And as far as reaching out to those that you have served, remember the strong ones need your support as well. They're the ones that get lost in the mix. So take a moment today and reach out to someone that you haven't spoken to for a while. Make sure you're there as support emotionally, physically, spiritually.
He's talking. He's coming through here.
I'm just excited to continue the mission because the mission continues and service continues. Take your pride.
And see,